Governor Evers announced earlier this week he wants to increase efforts to regulate a set of contaminants called PFAS. The synthetic materials are commonly called forever chemicals because they don't dissolve or break down easily. Today, a hearing is taking place in Marinette, where PFAS contamination is raging. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz talked with Marinette residents who are pushing for state and federal action to solve what they consider an epidemic in their hometown.
Annie Boyle Davis sits in the home she grew up in. The rambling 1900s-era structure stands 500 feet from the Bay of Green Bay. To her north is downtown Marinette. Heavy industry was part of the community long before Davis was born. In the 1930s, a company called Ansell started manufacturing fire suppression chemicals. Four decades later, Davis remembers what she smelled and saw in grade and high school.
When we were little kids, we would say to my mom, "Mommy, it smells like Ansell." So it was like this horrible smell, and we just would say, "It smells like Ansell today." It was probably the way the wind was blowing and what they were making. So I never thought that much about it, but then when I was in high school, the high school that I went to is adjacent to the Ansell Chemical grounds. So one day, we went to school. This was probably in 1970. I want to say 1970. We went to school, and all the foliage around the high school, the trees, the leaves, the grass, were dead.
Ansell's ownership shifted over time. Today, Johnson Controls International runs both a fire suppression foam factory along with a training facility where people can learn to properly apply it. In 2017, the Wisconsin DNR determined Johnson Controls operations in Marinette had the state's highest known contamination of forever chemicals. They're called PFAS, a group of thousands of man-made chemicals that don't break down in the environment and bioaccumulate. That means they become concentrated inside living things, like humans.
It is the epicenter of the PFAS contamination crisis that we're suddenly finding is in a lot of places.
This is Doug Oetzinger, former mayor of Marinette and one of the citizens pushing for PFAS solutions. According to the DNR, contamination has been detected in everything from soil, sediment, ground, and surface water, as well as in sanitary sewers and biosolids left behind in the Marinette sanitary sewer plant process.
We don't know where that plume goes in another 5 years, another 10 years, another 20 years. It's not a even concentration. There are places where a property has an extremely high concentration and the property next door to it doesn't. It's moving in all directions, but it's moving most rapidly and in the highest concentrations towards the Bay of Green Bay. Yeah, it's right outside this window.
And while PFAS concentrations appear low in the bay, it is the source of the city of Marinette's drinking water. However, private wells have been impacted in the adjacent town of Peshtigo. So far, approximately 40 private wells are known to be contaminated. While the Wisconsin DNR says it's exploring solutions and is requiring Johnson Controls to cast a wider sampling net, Oetzinger says more needs to be done. The public health risks are too great not to.
They don't pass through you. They don't pass through the environment, and they build up. It can lead to types of cancers, thyroid issues. Young children can have developmental issues. It can cause difficulty for women to even become pregnant and difficulties in their pregnancy.
Despite those known risks, there are no federal or state regulations to protect people from PFAS. Oetzinger and the local grassroots group called SOH2O, or Save Our Water, are calling on Wisconsin to act.
We need enforceable standards. We need them for drinking water. We need them for surface water. We need them for the air we breathe. We don't have any information about this stuff going in the air.
Sitting in the home she grew up in, Annie Boyle Davis gazes out toward the shimmering bay. Her mom died of cancer 16 years ago. Two of her siblings are battling it now. Davis's gut tells her PFAS could be to blame. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.